With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The longest-serving president of the University of Montana, George Dennison, died this morning. A statement from the university says the 81-year-old Dennison was suffering from non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Dennison earned a bachelor's and master's degrees from UM in 1962 and 63. He was an administrator at several other universities before returning to serve as UM's president from 1990 to 2010. Jim Foley, a former university vice president, remembers Dennison as perpetually intellectually curious and a talented administrator.
And in the 20 years he was president of the University of Montana, he clearly brought the flagship institution into the 21st century with more students, more graduates, more new academic programs and buildings than ever before in the long history of the University of Montana.
Today's statement from UM says Dennison passed away surrounded by friends and family, and that a celebration of his life is being planned for May. Two people have been hospitalized after surviving an airplane crash in Sanders County. The small twin-engine aircraft went down at about 9:30 a.m. between a set of railroad tracks and the Clark Fork River in the town of Paradise. Marlon Cooper with the Plains Paradise Rural Fire Department said that the pilot and a passenger were able to walk after the crash. They were taken to the Clark Fork Valley Hospital for unspecified injuries. The scene was being secured for an investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Senate Republicans are opposing efforts to give Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell a full six-year term in office. Senate Majority Leader Fred Thomas told the GOP caucus today that a resolution will be introduced seeking to intervene in a lawsuit filed to extend Modell's term. A draft says the Senate clearly and unambiguously confirmed Modell to serve only until January 1st. The lawsuit alleges that termination date was made in error. District Judge Kathy Seeley agreed to let Modell stay in office until the case is heard. Thomas told the caucus members that they are the offended parties because the lawsuit seeks to upend the Senate's confirmation process. Montana Senator Steve Daines today announced that he's been selected to serve on five U.S. Senate committees for the 115th Congress. Those include the Appropriations, Agriculture, and Energy and Natural Resources Committees. The Bozeman Republican will also serve on the Senate Homeland Security and Indian Affairs Committees. A retired district court judge today overturned a man's conviction for a 2002 rape at the Juvenile Detention Center in Missoula. Judge Ed McLean wrote that testimony he heard in December undermined his confidence in the conviction against Cody Marble, who was 17 when he was charged with raping a 13-year-old boy. The county attorney had filed a motion to dismiss the case in April. A man from Bozeman is charged with deliberate homicide after confessing to killing his wife by hitting her on the head with a cast iron frying pan after a New Year's Eve party. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that bail was set at $750,000 for 32-year-old Jake William Collins, who made an initial appearance in court today. He's charged with the death of 32-year-old Crystal Collins, who was reported missing on Monday.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Washington State is refusing to allow its aquatic lands to be used for a major coal export terminal along the Columbia River, dealing what one opponent described as, quote, the final nail in the coffin for the project. Millennial Bulk Terminals proposed building a terminal in Longview that would export coal from Montana, Wyoming, and other states to Asia. Outgoing Public Lands Commissioner Peter Goldmark announced today that he has rejected a request to sublease the state's aquatic lands to Millennium Bulk Terminals for the project. Goldmark said Millennium has refused to provide basic information about its finances following the bankruptcy of its previous owner, Arch Coal, last year. A spokesman for Millennium did not immediately return a call seeking comment. Jay Manning, board chairman of Washington Environmental Council, praised the decision and called it the final nail in the coffin for the project. Montana's Fish and Wildlife Agency is appealing a ruling that it broke the state's ethics laws by allowing its equipment to be used to advocate against a ballot initiative. In November, Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell fined Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks $1,500 after finding the Montana Trappers Association used an FWP trailer and displays of fur-bearing animals to oppose an anti-trapping initiative in 2014. FWP appealed the decision to a state judge in a petition filed on December 22nd. In it, agency attorney Zach Zepfel says Modal overstepped his authority and his ruling imposes requirements on public employees that don't exist in the state's ethics code. The agency is asking the judge to strike down Modal's ruling and to dismiss the original ethics complaint filed by Trap Free Montana Public Lands. This is Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.